Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just text two people, say increase. Increase, text somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly, but what a privilege, what an honor to be able to come to the Lord in prayer tonight. And we just thank God for who he is, ladies and gentlemen, through Jesus Christ. We just thank God for who he is tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen. And we thank God. Without a doubt, we thank God for the precious Spirit of the Lord that's with us tonight as well. The Holy Spirit is with you and with us right now. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you, ladies and gentlemen, on the Global Network, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We thank them so much for being with us tonight. And we thank you for those live right now. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, taking time out. I think we all understand how important prayer is. It's always been important, but I think we got a sense of urgency even more today, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for Bishop and Doc that's leading us the way each and every week. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to share that number out. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer. No matter what the status is, who they are, they need prayer, ladies and gentlemen. That number, 347-843-4559. They can get it live or they can listen later on. That number, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much for that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to let you know we'll be reading a portion of scripture from 2 Chronicles. Chapter 6, verses 20 through 21. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, as you meditate and have time in the Word with your Lord, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, again, we thank God for the Word. We thank God for you. We thank God for the Spirit of the Lord with us. Amen. 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 Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines later on. If you request prayer or have a comment or a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. We want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue later on, and we'll bring you on live with Bishop and Doc if you have a prayer request or a comment tonight in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Hey, let's go to the Word. Let's go to the Word of God. Amen. God bless you. Yes, 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 yes. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 20 and 21, ladies and gentlemen. That thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place thereof thou hast said, and thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Amen. Make that personal for you, ladies and gentlemen. Make that personal for your home, for your heart, for your soul, and for your spirit. 21, hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was scripture, 2 Chronicles 6:20-21. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful and awesome words. Amen. 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 So praise God, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. If you're just now joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And if you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands for the man of God as we open up his mic. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Praise God. Tonight, we'll be praying. We'll be praying for the nation, that it would turn back to God, that our nation would turn back to God. We need the Lord as never before. We need to come closer and have a right relationship with God. We need the Lord each and every day as never before. We need God to do some awesome things in the lives of the people in our nation. Our nation need the Lord like never before. We have gone away from his ordinance. We have turned away from his will. We have turned away from his word. And we pray tonight that God will test the heart of the soul and the minds of the people in this nation and all nations, that they will come back to God and make God the Lord of their lives. To God, we need Jesus as never before. We need Yeshua as never before. We need him in our lives and direct us and keep us. And Lord, we pray tonight that God, that you will move in the people's hearts and test their hearts tonight, that God, and encourage people, the righteous, encourage the body of Christ to hold on the truth of God's word. Hold on to the truth. The Bible said, in everything else you're going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. And we know that we need the Lord as never before. As we as believers, we got to take a stand like never before. As we as believers, we got to hold fast to the promises of God. They know Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And all the way we can have an expected end that God have for us, we've got to be in the will of God. We've got to obey his word. We've got to obey the commandments of God and walk in the truth and deny everything else that's not like God, and decree and declare that God is our God. And there is no other God beside him. I encourage you tonight as a believer. I encourage you, that man, that woman that may not even know the Lord, that the Lord needs you to be a witness for him, that the Lord needs us to stand on the truth of his word. As we pray tonight that God will pull down the stronghold. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Your word said it. Your word said in 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And we know tonight that our land, our hearts need healing like never before. God, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of God. Father God, your word says the weapons of our warfare are not common, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of God. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. It will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. Your word says, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. And there will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father God, we thank you. You have given your angel charge over us. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise your name, Almighty God. We come against every evil spirit, every demonic power, every human force. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we cancel every time, every attack of the enemy. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you as a nation, God. We need you as a family, God. We need you as an individual, God. We need you, Jesus, as never before, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you, lovable Shekhodah. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. There's no God like you. You are the greatest. You are the God of all. God, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise your name tonight, Jesus. We pray you, Lord, for every prayer warrior that seek your faith, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the joy of the Lord in our strength. Lord, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray tonight, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, we pray for our nation. Our God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the government, God. In the name of Jesus, test our heart, God, and change some of the laws, oh God. The law needs to be changed, God. The law against guns and weapons, oh God, they need to be changed in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that our nation, oh God, will get a hold to the whole under the altar, God, that we'll seek your face like never before. We'll cry to you like never before. We'll magnify you like never before. We'll stand on the truth, oh God. Lobo kono sika na la moshe. Yenerelebe kono sata la la ba. That we will come together as a united body of Christ. We will come together and we will not be fighting against one another, my God, but we'll begin fighting against the spirit of the evil. We'll be begin fighting against the spirit of darkness. We'll begin to fight against the spirit of wickedness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. God, we know that everything else is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. The weapon of our warfare not come up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight from the government of God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, oh God, the Congress, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, that you would test our consciences, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, that you would test the body of Christ, that no other foe, God, that we'll go Sunday to every core. We'll seek on the Mosea. We'll come down on the Mokonova. We'll stand up on your word, God. We'll decree and declare, God. We'll take back our Lamoshe, everything that the enemy has stolen. We'll take it back in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, you're raising up a nation, God. You're raising up a generation, God, that will serve you, Lord. You're giving a generation that hold fast to the truth, God, in the name of Jesus. Bali Gamalo Botea, East Sanella Bokoa, East Sanella Bekonoa, East Sanella Beka. We come against every spirit that tried to destroy God, the soup of God. We come against every spirit, oh God, that tried to sing Gola Boshe. Come against the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight, God. We pull down the stronghold, God, that we'll stand for the truth. We'll stand for the righteousness. We won't God of Moshe. We won't tolerate God, unrighteousness, ungodly God. But we'll walk in the truth of God. We'll walk in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, God. We plead the blood for the neighbors. We plead the blood in our family, God. We plead the blood in our home, Lord. God, we plead the blood like you did the children of Israel. Oh, our go forth, anointing of God. Let it rest in our home, Lord. Let it rest in our lives, God. Let it rest in our neighborhood, God. Let it be in our schoolhouse, God. Let it be in our grocery store, God. Let it be on our job, Lord. Let it be in our life, God. Everyone, some go to the Mokoa. Bring us back to the place, God. We get hungry for you, Jesus. Bring us back to the place, God, that we're staying, God, in the name of Jesus. After we have done all this thing, staying in the truth, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for tonight. We praise you tonight, God. God, you've given your angels, God. You've given your angel charge over the airways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pull down the stronghold of jealousy, God. Pull down the stronghold of envy, God. Pull down the stronghold of division, God. Pull down the stronghold of poverty, God. Pull down the stronghold of mental illness, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of people, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that there will help the mental illness, God. Oh, God, touch our government, God. We need a Palamoshe. We need a Mokondo, son. We come to you, Jesus, because you are our helper. You are our keeper, our joy. You are our comforter, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to destroy the Mokor. We pray against every spirit that come to take the mind of the people, Lord. We come against every spirit that bring the truth into the people's minds. We come against every spirit, God, that not like you in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that you will have the glory. We decree and declare that you will get the glory in the earth realm. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We glorify it all and done. We thank you from our house in the White House, from our house, God, that you will move, God. Send a revival, God, in our spirit. Send a revival in our country, Lord. Send a revival in our neighborhood. Send a revival in our city, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the pastors. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that tried to creep in the church that not like you. Every spirit that tried to take over, Lord, that not like you, Jesus. We come against it in the name of Jesus and let it know it cannot stand. It cannot last, but only the righteousness of God shall be able to stand and laugh. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory already, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We are almost under the echo. Reign at a little conosia. Open on the most unreliable. Listen and then echo. Cover the rustia. Cover us in the blood, Jesus. Cover us in the blood, Lord. Cover us in the blood, Jesus. Cover us in your blood, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood tonight, God. We plead the blood against the spirit of murder. Against the spirit of the Mokota. Listen and then echo. We give you glory tonight, and we call it so already, God. We give you thanks already, Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to raise up prayer warriors. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for our nation, oh God, our city, our country, God, all over the son of the Bokota, Balia, son of the Bekoa, oh God, ungodly, reveal every crooked place, God, in the name of Jesus, reveal it, expose it, and destroy, God. As your word said, let God arise, let the enemy be scattered, let them that hate him flee before us, as smoke is driven away. Drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them be seen and rejoice. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God. 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 As you protect the children as they go to school. As you protect them out of school. As you protect them, God, on a vacation. Lord, as you protect them as they travel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. We praise you tonight, God. We thank you, God, our nation. We're turning back to you, Jesus. Our nation will turn back to you, God. Our nation will turn back to you, Jesus. Our nation will turn to you, God. Our nation will turn to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We plead the blood. And we call it a Moshe. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And we praise the Almighty God. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, God. And we give you praise, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for change, Lord. We thank you for change, Jesus. We thank you for change taking place in every home. We thank you for change taking place in every community. We thank you for change for taking place on every job. We thank you for change taking place on the highways, God. We thank you for change for righteousness for taking place. Righteousness for prayer for bills. Righteousness for last. Righteousness staying out, God. In the name of Jesus. God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for just joining us, that was the prayer of Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll take a few minutes and just meditate on the prayer that Bishop just finished, ladies and gentlemen. And before we go to Dr. Crenshaw, I just want to meditate for a few more minutes as the shofar plays. God bless you. Couple more minutes, ladies and gentlemen, please meditate on the Lord right now. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, bless the name of the Lord. Dr. Crenshaw.
Praise God, praise God, praise the Lord. We just believe and trust God that as that shofar is even sounded, it's a symbol of our victory in Christ Jesus. As the prayer has gone out tonight from Bishop Crenshaw, we believe and we trust God. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, it says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Redeem the time. I just hear the Lord say, redeem the time. We as believers have got to redeem the time. That means to buy back. That means to regain, recapture. Praise the Lord. Redeem the time. So much time has been lost because of a nation that has gone backwards instead of forward toward the things of God. So we as believers have to believe the word of God as it is quoted in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, God is talking to us, believers, if my people, which are called by my name, would just humble, the Bible said humble ourselves and pray, seek his face, and turn, even believers, somebody say yes, sometimes, amen, even in believers' lives, their wicked thoughts, their wicked ideas, that the enemy comes, praise God, to distract us with wicked temptations, but we must resist the devil. Praise God, and the word of the Lord say, and he will flee, because we must redeem the time because of the evil days that we're living in. As Bishop began to quote that scripture, I pray that it stays strong in our hearts every day. Even when you wake up in the morning, Psalm 68, let God, oh hallelujah, let God arise. Let this enemy, that means we got to be specific in this hour, let this enemy be scattered. What enemy? Just look around us. The enemy of crime, the enemy of murder, the enemy that comes to the confused mind, that causes people to do things and take other people's lives. Praise God, we want to get specific with these spirits that have come to destroy. Praise God, that we must pray constantly. God reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy. Even as we travel, we go about our day, we need to ask God to protect us, cover our families, cover us in the blood, cover us in the blood of Jesus, cover our children, cover our finances, cover, praise God, cover. We need the covering of the Holy Spirit, that he will put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, that whatever the enemy sends our way, it'll just bounce off. It'll just bounce off. It can't penetrate the anointing, for the anointing destroys. Glory to God. The anointing destroys. Oh, Rabakata. Hallelujah. The anointing destroys every yoke. So we must pray for the anointing, and we as believers must rise up and redeem the time, because the days are so evil. Father, we thank you tonight for this prayer. Oh, God, as the sound of victory goes out in the airways, we thank you even now that our children are covered. Oh, my God, they will not be manipulated by the spirits that are being released from the very pit of hell. But God, you'll cover our families, our children, our homes, cover the pastors, the priests, the word, God. Cover their ministries, the saints of God, Father. Cover in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and give you praise for it. We give you glory for it now. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory to God. Back to you, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. I want to give you a chance, if you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. For those who are online right now, hit star one if you'd like to come on with the prayer. And praise God, we'll give you a few minutes for that as well. Thank you so much for your time tonight. In Jesus' name, as you know, this is a sense of urgency. As the Bishop and Doc always tell us and share with us, it's a sense of urgency, ladies and gentlemen, that prayer is important each and every second of the day. And Bishop, I'm going to go ahead and put out the pray for those who are on the line tonight, request that prayer for them before I turn it back over to you. And then also, too, although we have Father's Day coming up next Sunday, I would like to pray for all the fathers as well, all across the globe. that hear this broadcast and those who may not hear it. We want to pray for fathers as well. And thank you so much, Bishop. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. We thank God tonight for Dr. Crenshaw and that word of encouragement, exaltation, as we continue to pray in the war in the spirit against the enemy that tried to destroy the body of Christ and the people of God and those that are trying to get their life to Jesus. We praying that God will send us of anointing that will destroy the yokes like never before that's trying to take over the church world. And we pray against those spirits that's gone out or been sent out, that we'll stand for the righteousness of God. We pray that the people of God will hold fast in the truth, hold fast to God's word, know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Know that it's already done. Your prayers has already been answered. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord because he will renew thy strength. He will renew thy strength. And as God continues to bless you, you be blessed, be encouraged, and know that the Lord loves you so much. He keeps you on his mind. And we praying, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how important it is to pray each and every day, not only for yourself, but for our community, for your family, for your community, and for those around you, and those you may meet later on today, tomorrow, this week. We're just excited about Bishop and Doc being with us. Lead us in prayer, lead us in wisdom, because we know how important it is. All you got to do is turn on the television, ladies and gentlemen, go on the internet, and you can see how important it is. It's not what we call, it's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. There's good and evil, and most people can tell the difference pretty quick, ladies and gentlemen. So we must continue to pray, and as it was said tonight, we must believe God for all things. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the only way. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight being with us on this wonderful time. And we continue to pray, as Bishop always said, we continue to pray for you as well, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening later and live as well. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to, I want to make sure, Bishop, I want to give it back to you for final closeout, sir. Thank you so much.
Praise God. We thank God tonight as we pray for all the fathers and wish them a happy Father's Day. And God continue to bless you and your family. And God continue to keep you in these last and evil days as we love your family, love your neighbors, your families, love, look out for one another as noble before, and continue to pray that God will continue to bless the people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. And Bishop, on behalf of my family and the network, happy Father's Day to you. Awesome man of God, awesome father, awesome husband. So we thank you, Bishop, for being the father. You are an example of being a father as well. So we give God the praise for Bishop tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. God bless you, Bishop. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. Amen. And to those who have pastors and ministers and apostles and bishops in your life, continue to pray for them, as Bishop mentioned earlier. Continue to pray for our leaders that bring that word all across the globe. As you notice, some people are persecuted every day for preaching the word of God through Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So pray for our leaders all across the globe that teach and preach the word of God each and every day, even at the cost of death, at the cost of being hurt or isolated, as you probably know, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of that's not reported, but we know it is happening all across the globe. So we thank God for all those, the saints, if you will, all across the globe. And we ask the Lord to continue to protect them for the word. Amen, amen. Well, praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage you to have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening, rest of the week as well. And just to keep in pace with the meditation of the prayer tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with the shofar tonight. And we want to encourage you to meditate in your own way unto the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you now. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another time of anointing in prayer from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop has always encouraged us, ladies and gentlemen, never give up on the word. Never give up on the word, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you now. Take care, everybody. We love you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.